Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today is the day. We want to do one of these at least once a month, and around the holidays, probably a couple of them. But we want to dedicate this time to you. We want to put the healing out there. We want to hear from you. The lines are open through this entire episode to call in for intuitive readings with me. We're talking about the messages in your energy field. I'm an energy healer, and I combine that with my intuition and working with the angelic realm and spirit. And I have found that I can help my clients. I can help so much more. I can help them connect to the love they're seeking, connect to the healing that they're looking for. And so much of what we experience in our physical world, I look to the energetic field for what's going on, because that is the energy behind it. That's the fuel behind driving what you're experiencing in your life. Science is all on that right now. They're proving it over and over. You can go look all that up. I'm not putting all of that out in this show because we don't have enough time. We never seem to have enough time in 1 hour. But we are focusing on, energetically speaking, when we're going through such transitional times, we're healing, we're grieving, we are overwhelmed by what's happening. That is what's running your life, so to speak. And when you want to change and shift that, looking to the energetic field, to me, was the most logical thing in my own personal experiences. And a lot of times, all the time that I've seen that with all the clients that I've worked with over the years, when we really get to that root cause and we start dissecting, wait a minute, I don't want it coming in like that. I want to shift this and that. It really helps you find a blueprint for what you want to do in your life, what you want to change, what you want to keep, where you want to go, what you want to do with your life. If you're trying to connect with spirit, work on your own intuition. This is a wonderful way to do it because your whole body is an antenna, and it will tell you on a daily basis, try to communicate with you. It really will. It's doing it all the time, but are we aware of it? Are we aware of the messages that are around us? Science is proving this over and over. They're starting to really come on board and explore this more and more. And this is things that shamans, healers, light workers, people that are intuitive have known for thousands of years, really, to be honest. Long time coming. And I couldn't be happier to see that, okay, they're taking a second look at this. They're going, wait a minute, there's something to this. I mean, most of the people that are doing the miraculous spontaneous healings, they've gone in and done this kind of work. I've seen it myself. I've had the honor and privilege of walking side by side with clients that are going through very serious things. I've done this with my own healthcare, but I've also done it for my joy, happiness, and to send out that love to you, to everyone out there. This is why I started radio 5 years ago, because I wanted to let people know I'm there for you. This is how I can help you if you're looking for something, if you're trying to find a way to get through this, if you're trying to find an answer to a challenge, but you want to dive in deeper on a spiritual approach. So that's what I'm about, all about that. Always have been. It will always be one of the main root anchors of what I do in my healing work and what I put out there. And I love when people want to come on board and learn from themselves. I'm very much about people being empowered, not dependent on somebody else. I love that. I'm not always one way about it. I'm feeling like I learn every day with you. So we're on this earth plane together in this moment. And we share these experiences, everything that upsets us, everything that happens to someone else, something that happens to ourselves. So I'm going to put the number out there. We'll put it out there a few times throughout the episode. If you would like to call in, please do. We are taking your calls during this live episode for readings and to see what you have going on and how we can help you. And it can help somebody else when you're sharing that like that on a show like this. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And throughout this episode, we're talking about the messages that are in your energy field. What is your body, what does your energy field have for you that's an answer to unlock where you're going in life? What can you do to shift it? How can you heal and release toxic energies? What can you do with that? Because we have all these different emotional bodies. We have our emotions are fueling the thought energy, and thoughts are part of all of this, and energy is energy. You can't see it. I think the easiest way to know it's there is you feel it. For me, that's the easiest way. A lot of people can see it. They can see the movement around people. They can see the shifts in colors in their field. Things like that. And there goes my co-host, because of course it's Thursday when we're doing the show, and that's when they decide to ring my doorbell. So that'll stop in just a minute. There she goes. Anyway, call in, because we want to bring some healing and some uplifting energy to the world out there today. We want to put it out there. We want to lift the frequency, the heavy-heartedness, the sadness that people are feeling right now. We want to help you with this. And she's talking. She talks and talks and talks. Can you hear her? That's Emmy. If anybody has not heard Emmy, that is my co-host now over the last 5 years when she chimed in. Great big Akita that's singing right now. So she's our background music, too. Anyway, I love her, and she's just part of this show. And honestly, when we first started radio, everybody was thinking, "Oh, keep everything perfectly quiet, make sure it's perfect, no noise in the background." And I was entertained by the whole thought of that, because you know it, what happens happens, and you just are okay with it. And then the listeners and the people that follow the show and been listening, there's people that have been listening for like 5 years now. They fell in love with her, and they started to bond with her. So I can't just keep her quiet. She's part of this experience when you're listening to this show. So that's Emmy. She's a 90-pound Akita, for those that don't know who she is. And she's one of my best friends. She's taught me a lot in life, a whole lot. She's pretty amazing. Now, if you want to call in, the number again, 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. We are taking your calls. We're doing intuitive readings of the energy field, looking for angelic messages. We're looking for something that can help you with where you are in your life today. What's going on? What is affecting you or feeling like it's blocking you? What is happening that you don't feel like you can move forward? Or are you overwhelmed by all the changes that just seem to be ripping out from under you like a rug? I mean, sometimes it can feel like it's going so fast, you just, whoa, it's going too fast, and it can feel overwhelming. If you're highly sensitive and things are affecting someone else, are you absorbing that into your own energy field? Do you know whether it's your energy or someone else's that you're trying to process? That is a very common thing when you're a highly sensitive or intuitive like myself, or anybody that understands empathically. It can, you can feel just overwhelmed by that quite a bit. I really had to harness that. And as everybody knows, we're all feeling a little bit of everything with what's going on out in the world today. What I want to do with this show, I've been sending out so much love this week. It's just pouring out. And that's what we're going to continue to do in this show and honor everyone out there. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to power on with messages in your energy field. We'll be right back.
Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
We are back. Love that song. You know, that was making me think, Brian, about the, you know, the maracas or the shakers, because, you know, in shamans in the tribes, they would use these shakers to shake the energy and break it up.
Oh, really?
Around the person's energy field.
Really?
There was a reason for all that shaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was making me think of that, but that's a great song. Now, we do have a caller, don't we, Brian? We have Candace from Denver. Let's bring Candace on. Hello, Candace, are you there?
There I am, yes. Good morning, Jen.
There you are. Hello, lady. I just saw where you were sharing and passing and laughing about Emmy. I know. Bless her heart. She's been with me the whole time through this whole show in the last 5 years. She's pretty amazing.
I have heard her many times. many times. I took it as a sign to call. And then because she started barking, then my cat started meowing. So I was like, well, I think maybe I'm supposed to be calling.
Well, she was singing. And you don't you sing? You sing. This is the one that sings.
I do sing. Yeah, this is the one that sings.
Yeah, she's been developing her vocals a little bit more. And, yeah, she absolutely sings. But there's something about the connection because they really do bring a smile to your face and they lift it when you're feeling, you know, heavy or sad about something. So, Candace, call in.
Yes.
So what's going on? What are we doing for you today?
Well, I heard you talking about, you know, steps and tools that we can use to clear our energy. And I try... You know, I try, and maybe I'm trying too hard, but there are times when I just, you know, I'm happy 99% of the time, but then there are just those times when there's something going on and I can't quite clear it. And, you know, I meditate every morning. I meditate at the same time every day. And, you know, there are times when it just gets interrupted. Those fields get interrupted by so many different things, by worry, by, you know, monkey brain and those kinds of things. And so if there are, and I heard the shaker, I was like, well, maybe I should get a shaker.
Well, I know. That shaker, that was just such perfect timing for Brian to play that one, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he realized that, but...
Well,
but
I think that is a great
amazing soul himself. When you were sharing and talking about that, what I was picking up immediately while I was kind of scanning there and asking for some assistance with what you have going on that feels complicated or stuck when you're trying to balance or clear, you're looking for cord attachments because it doesn't feel like your energy. It feels like it's someone else's you've absorbed. Now, here's the thing that I'm picking up with you. It's been a while. But you have a natural tendency to have that huge heart of compassion. And you will absorb a lot, just like I do when I'm reading, because that's what I'm doing. However, if you're more attached, it can be a bit of a blind side. You can absorb a lot of things from a lot of people, but then they can process and move on out. Then there's the one that you take on like it's your own, and it can be very confusing at times and not identifiable. This feels more cord attached to someone that's theirs, that they're going through. So my first instinct and what I'm picking up, and I'm getting this from Michael because Michael says he's there with you all the time and he sees what you're talking about. He says, boy, she's trying. She really is. And then she gets frustrated and then she gets discouraged and then she wants to just, he's saying that. Is that true?
Michael is so wise. He's so wise because I know exactly what he's talking about.
Sometimes she throws temper tantrums, but it's okay because you know the temper tantrum is actually helping you move it out. You know what I mean?
It's a spiritual temper tantrum. I don't really get mad, but it's very frustrating.
It feels like a frustration.
Highly.
You're looking for the people closest to you, the people that you just feel like you need to carry it or do it. This can't even be a family member. And it's very unintentional. It doesn't mean that anybody's doing anything wrong. It's just that it's theirs. It's their journey. It's what they're going through. And you can support them. But when we're attached in a way that we're having withdrawals, if we're not fixing it for them or helping them, it can cause what you're talking about.
Okay, and if I can identify the person, because I think I know who it is, but this is a person I don't talk to anymore.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to.
I know
talk
who it is.
Yeah.
How? Because I was in the store the other day, and I was like, "Really? Do I need to feel this? What you're feeling right now? Because I'd really rather not." And I'm wondering what are the steps that I can take to cut that off and to break it? Because I've done the meditations and I pushed this person away and I put up the mirrors and I'm like, holy cow, there's got to be a step that I am missing.
Okay, for you, naturally, with music, I feel that you can use music for healing because There is sound that can be very, very healing. For example, the note C, the C note is first chakra, and that's protection. You know, and it moves right up the scale, C, D, E, going right up. And it stops right before it goes, wraps around to another C at the seventh. But, you know, if you were to use the note, and think about that, because the other one for you, and the reason I say music is because that's a natural passion for you. And particular types of music can lift you very quickly with that intention. Another one is sealing it up. If you were to use, like, when you're using the round shielding, like the round circle of protection, if you're using that, think of it as a musical note on the bar, you know? Like, think of it as a musical note. And the reason I'm attaching the music to it is because that will be an easier way for you. For me, I'm doing it through painting, okay? You see, because I mean, I can just go with it with the painting. But for you, because music is your outlet for creativity, and creativity is a very important chakra or area for moving energy out. Because the dancing and the the maracas and the shaking, you are already a lively person, but there is a cord attachment. The other thing about that is to put... when you ask your I am part of you, the God part of you, to say, I am in charge of this and I am governing this, and this energy cord must attach now, just state it as a command. That's going to be big for you.
Detach.
Does that make sense?
Now. Absolutely.
Because what's happening when...
It's a matter of moving on.
Yeah, when you feel like it's not releasing or it's a bit stuck or you're having a little trouble, that's when it's an indicator that our ego self is trying to do it. So immediately stop and go, hold on a second. You know, and that's what I mean, it happens to me too, and I'll just go, hold on a minute. I need the I am in on this, okay? And then I move it over and just say, okay, you're in charge. It really can move it like a mountain. It can move it quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let my
I don't know if that's ringing a bell for you, but you're looking for a cord attachment to a person that affects you. If you think about the person, if the person's name comes up, there's still an attachment of emotion that needs to be cut, and it's to really help you both, to help the other person and yourself, because it's not helping either anybody move on.
Right.
And they're sneaky little buggers, aren't they? Because you just don't realize that they're hooking in
like
that.
They're like mosquitoes. They're like little mosquitoes. You could be just fine, and then just all of a sudden, you know, there's this, you know, this strike, this hit, this itch.
Yeah, and being an artistic type, you are going to be more, you know, you see this a lot with artists. I mean, whatever kind of art it is, I mean, we do, you know, feel a little more. I understand that, being an artist myself. And sometimes you can just feel like it takes you to the edge. Yeah, and then there's this choice we make, you know. And everybody's journey with that is their own. It is their own to make that choice with, not for somebody else to do it for them. But, you know, when we see someone and that's having a hard time and they're reaching out, you know, simply holding them up in that love, but not letting it take all of your energy away from you. You have to make sure you're giving it for yourself as well.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Because I know that you're just a feeler, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
sometimes it's like,
I know. There's been a lot going on. You know, a lot of development in my spiritual journey and my psychic journey has been, you know, it's been developing. But as it develops, there are times when you're just like, hey, this is going beyond what I have the ability to control at the moment.
Yes, that's a very good point. I'm glad you're bringing that up, because we have to acknowledge, ooh, I've done really well, but now I'm in a realm I'm not familiar with, and it's time to kind of hit the books again, go back. I call it going back to school a little bit, you know, just whoa, you know. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm glad
in
you brought that up.
Yeah. In development, that you've in places you've never been before, you kind of have to slow down sometimes because it can get you in places you don't want to be, you know, and in situations, in the things you don't want to feel, and things you don't want to see, and things you don't want to experience just yet.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and some of them, everything we're doing in a spiritual healing like that, we are going and we're kind of facing head on those things, you know, that maybe at one time before we didn't want to, but now we can. And then you're going to run into the things that I'm not quite ready for that. And then there's the things, and I do want to make sure I put this out there. There are the types of things that you may need assistance or help from someone else well-versed, well-educated in this, that knows what they're doing in there.
Right, so right, totally. A teacher, a mentor, an experienced
person. Don't necessarily want to be doing those particular areas of life alone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to drive the car unless you know how.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it too. Absolutely.
You need to have somebody teach you how to drive the car first before you even get behind the wheel.
And you know, it is a spiritual fitness. It is. But I want to say thank you for calling in. We have to take a break.
And thank you, Jen.
Just look for those chords and power on, girl. And
right.
You know I'm here. And it was good to hear from you. It's been a very long time. And power on. I'm sending you a lot of love.
I listen and hold on to everything. I'll let you go. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You guys, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in, and we are taking your calls for Intuitive Reads, 1-800-930-2819. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We've already said
the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Great music, Brian. Love the music, Brian.
Thank
we
you,
love
Jay.
You, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
He's so awesome. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show if you just are tuning in, and we are taking your calls for intuitive readings today, where we are focusing on the messages in your energy field and what we can do to shift, move, and what is it doing in your life? What is happening in your field? And we have another caller. Let's bring on Dora from Michigan.
Hi, Dr. Jen. How are you doing today?
Hello, Dora. Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
And what are we doing for you today?
Well, I don't know if it's my energy field or what, but every time I go visit my dad's house, I feel like I get sick. I feel like, bombarded with something. And I just, it just hits me wrong. And I don't know if it's something there that's bothering me or what that's about.
Okay, and I'm just kind of tapping in here for a second. Basically, I want you to think for a moment that you're there visiting, because then I'll pick it up from your energy field, so to speak. It feels heavy as soon as you start talking about it. Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not quite sure how much you want to put out there on the public radio here, but is dad still around?
Yes.
Okay, he's still around.
My mom passed away, right.
Is the house old? Is it in an old area? I feel something
It is in an old area. It has a lot of history to it. There's no doubt. Matter of fact, a little bit about the history of the house real quick is that the owner, her father passed away building a house, for one thing. And then I do believe years ago, the family, you know, so far back that had it, their farmhouse burnt there on that property. You know, so there's a lot of craziness, I guess we'll say.
Kind of negative kind of feeling.
And there is a negative thing that did happen there. A gentleman that used to rent the house before our parents purchased it, he committed a few murders, I guess. He's put in jail.
So
that's another bizarre. Let me put it to you this way. That's bizarre right there.
Okay.
And the house is out in the country. It's not like we're in a city. It's literally out in the country, but.
No, that doesn't matter with something like
this. It doesn't matter, but I'm just saying it's not like, it's just a very rural area.
Right,
you know,
but
when I go over there, it's like I literally, at times, I feel like I'll be visiting for 10 minutes or so, and I feel like I'm getting sick. It's like something's going on when I hit over there.
Energy. Okay, here's the thing. Your parents are not being affected by it?
I don't believe, no. Because
okay, and that, I want to explain
crazy.
That. Because what is going on there isn't affecting them, because they have the boundary in their energetic field is okay for it, okay? Yours, however, you've been going down a path of spirituality and opening up intuition. And one of those things we have to learn is, okay, how do we open the door but also keep out what we don't want to come in? I mean, that's what happens a lot when we're working with this. And you're sensitive. There's a boundary weakness in your energy field that's allowing it to affect you. So when you go there, you need to be shielded up. Because it's not affecting someone else. Their boundaries are fine. It's not going to affect. It'll only affect. You can walk into the worst negative place ever. If all your boundaries are good, it's not going to hit you. But if there's an opening or that particular energy, it's picking up on that. And there is some history there. I can feel the history. I can feel the anger. I can feel, to be quite honest, it feels like hatred, which is a very low frequency. But it's not affecting your parents. They're okay. Okay, that's good, because they got their boundaries up to where it's not affecting them. They're not sensitive to this particular energy like you are. You're sensitive to that, obviously. I mean, who, you know, it's not like everybody is, you know, okay with that kind of energy, but, you know, for some people, man, that just, it'll tear you inside out, okay?
Well, you know, a few times I went over there.
As for that something has happened with you, it keeps you a little bit more vulnerable to that, to hook in.
Now, I did try surrounding myself with the white light before I even get out of the car. And most of the times, that's okay. But then I notice then if I forget about it, literally before I get out of the car, I'll sit there for a few minutes, and it's like I either am making myself sick or like I have to leave maybe. I don't know. But I literally will feel like, oh, my God, I was fine when I came in the door. Why do I feel this way? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't hit me because I'm not, when I go over there, I haven't been the one to see as much as my daughter has. I mean, she literally, between me and her, she said, Mom, something dark just went right between us. And she said, well, Mom, maybe it's a bat. She had me going through the whole house for a bat.
So she's seeing it, you're feeling it.
And then one day she was going to get something out of the refrigerator, and I'm sitting at the table with my dad, and gave me this look like she was scared to death, but she never said nothing. And we got to the car, and she said, Mom, there's always a lady in old-fashioned pajamas with long, dark hair right next to where I got stuff out of the refrigerator. And she wouldn't say nothing in the house because she knows my dad's attitude is about this. He's like, oh, you guys, I'm going to have to call the priest. You guys are crazy.
he's
like,
not,
oh, my God.
It's not affecting him. But here's the thing. You're putting the light up, but there's still a slight focus on that it's going to happen, okay? That kind of counterproductive.
Right.
I know. It's like, how do I get my brain to stop thinking that way? But do you have any crystals, that like the dark black crystals, like obsidian or
the only one I have that's
black
onyx,
anything like that, hematite, anything like that that helps dispel off and helps you? Because even if you have that in your pocket on your non-dominant side and you have your hand on it, it can help you stay focused with your protection. I would recommend not just the white light around you, but putting a sacred geometry shape up, like the circle, even the square, and filling inside of that. And also,
what do you mean putting that up? I guess I'm not following you with that.
Well, you're visualizing.
You mean visualizing that? Okay, you want me to visualize that? Okay.
Yeah, like if you're visualizing this white light, but also visualizing the light is inside of the sacred geometry circle, completely enclosing you. But you also have a crystal that is to help dispel off and pull off the negative energies, because that can be infused. They hold your intention. If you put the intention with the crystal can help you with the intention. And then every time you need reminding, it's there to help you with that. They're wonderful that way. And they hold what the intention is that you're using them for. And then that helps with what you're trying to do. But you've definitely got some history there that's heavy for you. I wouldn't stay there for very long periods of time until you're stronger with it. But you can't, I mean, it's not your property to do anything with, you know what
I mean?
Right. I mean,
when I go over there, we visit. Yeah, you know, we visit. I'll go over there every night. Every night I go over there because he's by himself, so I'll go visit him, you know, and because he's just around the mile from me, so we'll go over there, me and my daughter, or me by myself. And usually I'm there maybe the longest for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, then that's good.
Now, what I would also do is I would ask Michael, Archangel Michael, to go with you there. Don't go without him, because he can also help reinforce the shielding and protection. He can, and you can also ask for light and clearing of the place. You know, you can ask for that. We can't violate somebody's permission or anything like that, but, you know, you can always, what we know as growing up as pray for something. Mm-hmm. You can always ask for that. Absolutely. Absolutely
do that. I did sage the house once. I think I left, waited till my dad left, but I didn't sage the house.
The thing is, you don't want it to consume you. You're all going over there quite a bit, and right. I understand why, because he's by himself, but you're going over there every day. So sometimes these things, and also when you come home from a visit like that, you immediately just go to the sink, wash your hands and salt. You don't have to do a whole shower in it, but just if you wash your hands in salt, the water and the salt can help pull things you may have absorbed. Your energy field is a bit vulnerable when it comes to, and it feels third chakra like in the digestive system.
Okay,
it feels like it's kind of like, you know, hitting you there. But that is also the first place most energy comes in. It'll hit that third chakra and then disperse where it needs to go. But it also, it's about fear, trust, you know, security, being confident, you know. So you're looking to shield up a little bit on that third chakra in specific.
Okay. Gotcha.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You feel like you're standing there with your arms crossed a lot?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're trying to, your body is trying to block the third chakra. But we have to go to break already. My goodness, really, right. Brian? Already? Okay.
Hey, Brian, thanks for making me feel old by playing Journey.
I got that album still.
I have that album still.
Okay. Thank you, Dora, for calling in.
Thank
you, Jen. That is a good one that a lot of people can relate to, so I appreciate you sharing that with us. And keep hanging in there. Keep hanging in there. We are going to take a quick break. This is the Jen Royster Show. We are talking about messages in your energy field. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after the break.
The Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen, and we've been talking about the messages in your energy field. And we've had a couple of callers, so if you're just tuning in and you want to check it out, go grab the archive. That'll be available shortly after the show is over. Usually by that evening or the next day, you know, just be patient, hang in there. You can go download those at TransformationTalkRadio.com on my show page there. Or you can also find the links on my own website at jenroyster.com. That's JennRoyster.com. We love to hear from our listeners. And for those listeners, because we have been in radio now for 5 years, and there's people that have been listening the whole 5 years, and I just want to say thank you to you very much for that. Every one of you means something to me. I consider this my family, my listening radio family. But I want to put out a special gift to you from me. If you're listening to this show and you want to book a private session to go into more in-depth about what's going on with your field for healing, clearing, to strengthen that with support, when you book a one-hour session with me, I'm going to give you an additional 30 minutes. So you're going to get like a 90-minute session for the price of 1 hour. All you have to do when you book the appointment is to mention energy field. That's all you got to do. Just put energy field into the notes when you book the session, and I'm going to automatically just give that to you. So I'm giving that away with a one-hour session. You get an additional 30 minutes, and that really gives you a good ample time, an hour-and-a-half session of private mentoring where we can really dig in and find out what's going on in there. So that's my gift to you for being with me and as a listener of the show, and my thank you to you. And if you do, we could probably take one more caller if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And just a couple of tips before we end the show here. If you are feeling like there's just something that you can't quite pinpoint going on with your energy, you feel extremely tired, you're feeling oversensitive, you're feeling, you know, you feel the effects, just like one of the callers was talking about. Every time she went to visit her parents' house, she was feeling ill. Or if you're around somebody that seems to be affecting you, and it's not about making it somebody else's fault. It's more about detaching and sealing up those boundaries and strengthening your own energetic field boundary. It's keeping a healthy boundary while allowing, you know, the divine love and the positive energies to flow in. Those, I mean, you can fine-tune this, absolutely. And it's working with it with intention, working and finding the way that works best for you. Not everybody has the same way they do this. There's so many different ways to do this. But that's the beautiful thing. It's not one shoe fits everybody. You're going to find the things that help you the most, and maybe one other way not so much, then, but it may help somebody else a lot. So keeping that open mind that there isn't a right or wrong way, and it's detaching from, you know, if it's somebody else's energy that you're absorbing, do you have a cord attachment? Do you have this emotional attachment, this hook? Do you let your energy leak out and somebody else is getting it? One of the tall tale signs, if you're a light worker or you're in this field, and I have experienced this, and boy, let me tell you, it was a wake-up call to really strengthen up what I call the spiritual fitness, so to speak, because you cannot do this work unless you have healthy, strong boundaries, or it will just absolutely wear you out. And the boundaries are also keeping you from using your own energy. You are allowing divine unlimited energy. You're allowing, you know, that to flow through and work with you if you're a light worker. If it's draining you, there's a boundary problem there. It's leaking out. Okay, if you are just feeling so much after you do some of these sessions with people, or just being around a particular environment or atmosphere, or if something's upsetting you, if you just hear the name of somebody, you're still hooked to them. Or what if it's about just thinking of a history or a memory of something? Is there something to release and let go of? Is it forgiveness? Forgiveness is a huge healing factor that can seal up a boundary. There's lots of tips and tools you can use. You can use your salt bath or salt water. You know, I always recommend that because it's a physical item in this world that people usually have right on hand just about in every kitchen I know of. But just washing your hands in salt can pull a lot of that energy off because water's a conduit for energy. The salt helps pull it, and it's an amazing thing when you're still working to get the hang of this. It really is. Crystals, I love crystals. I use crystals. Infusing them with the intention of what you want, they will hold that for you. Just like reminders on your electronic calendar on your phones, it's great. It's like, remember, you're not supposed to be taking or absorbing this. They are excellent for that. Absolutely amazing for that. You can actually take and heal so many things. Your body responds when you have healthy boundaries in your energy field. Your body responds to this. And when, as it's creating and it's constantly doing this, it's constantly creating new cells to replace older cells. I mean, your body is always doing this. But when the environment, which is your energy field, is a bit toxic or it's absorbed things that aren't so healthy, that's like eating unhealthy food. Think about it. Keeping the boundaries up can keep some of the toxicities out. And then your body is in an environment where it can repair and heal. And that is self-healing. And it is part of everybody. But sometimes we don't realize what's causing our boundaries to feel weakened. If you feel like you're in over your head, like one of the callers was sharing, when you feel like that, or if it's too much, it's okay to go out and get some support with someone well-versed in this, or look for some support. Look for someone to help you walk through it. You may just need a little bit of help, and then you'll be right back out there on your own doing just fine. Depending on who you are, what you have going on, think about that. Don't hesitate to ask for help or look for help. I put this show out here, and we do a lot of the free readings, and I do this as a free gift for everybody. Obviously, I couldn't give everything away for free, or I wouldn't be able to support or pay my own bills. But that's why we do it on the show, because we want to give you something. We want to show you that there's a way. There's always a way. There is always hope. The angels want to help you. Loved ones on the other side absolutely support and love you, and they want you to be happy. Everybody that loves you wants you to fulfill your purpose and just love your life, just love being who you are. Some people are so worried about, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? Your purpose is to just do the things you love, and that will unfold naturally, honestly. Do what you love. Whether it's a hobby or whatever. Just make sure you have time in your life for it, and it'll unfold for you, and you'll know what to do. I want to say thank you, everyone, for listening today and to the callers that called in and shared their experiences with us. I hope that that helped you as well. And again, if you want to have get in on the free extra 30 minutes with a 1 hour, go over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. When you book 1 hour sessions, I will give you an additional 30 minutes. So you're going to pay 1 hour pricing for 90 minutes. And I'm here if you need me for anything. I absolutely love every one of you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.